There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It is hour number two on a Thursday. You know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberg.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. And it goes a little something like this. Oh. Billy!
Morning.
What's happening?
Running in here. All right.
You okay?
Yeah.
Got a little flannel today? I like it.
Yeah. Once or twice a year, I'll wear this thing.
You're usually granimaled out. You're usually matching.
I am.
Yeah. Not today, though.
No. Today, this is a Psycho Bunny.
Psycho Bunny brand. Hey, before we get into what we're going to get into, Bill, Todd Wishnev was just in here, and I just want to, I just think it needs one more emphasis on this. In-game wagering, and Todd has been killing it on this, and I hope there was something in there that you know, planted a seed for folks who are like, you know, I really want to be successful at this. Maybe that is the answer. Maybe I do want to apply myself to in-game betting. But the tacit agreement, right, the unspoken agreement between bookmaker and bettor is, or at least ought to be, that this is all fair, right? That this is all an even playing field. But I just want to emphasize this. Are you taking bets or are you not taking bets, right? Because the biggest takeaway from this whole experience, besides, thankfully, with Todd winning, right, is that this is just the bureaucracy, not the bureaucracy, the red tape that you have to get through to actually make bets just colors everything, right? Yeah. So we talked about some of those things. You know, the spin, where if you're betting more money, you're more likely to get spun. Whereas if you're betting just a hundred or whatever, you won't get, okay, we'll take the bet. But if you're betting a dime, oh, we're going to spin you to death. They're ahead of you, so they're going to take, they always talk about, you know, bettors taking shots at them. They're actually taking shots at you when they're seeing the result of the next couple possessions before they allow or don't allow a bet to come through. The other thing that we've noticed here on some of these books is that they will spin you and not tell you if it was accepted or not. So you are liable either to get a duplicate bet, right? There's that as well. It's just we're so not up to where we should be. And it's so super frustrating that that's how this is now. And it just makes for an awful experience. Not every book is as bad as the other, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, that's the issue.
Well, good morning. And you hit right on a subject here, first thing, 8 o'clock. The last thing you said, I didn't even know you knew, because I don't know if you do a lot of live wagering. I don't.
We do. All day long.
But that last thing you just said?
Yeah, all day long.
I can't tell you how many times it happened to me where I had a bet and didn't realize it. And went and betted a second time.
Yes.
And didn't know it until the event was over. Now, happily, it actually worked out in my favor, I remember, one time.
Sometimes it can.
But I remember when it didn't, too.
Sure.
And that, what he's saying is, you make a bet, and it's spinning and spinning and spinning, and finally I'll just back out of it and say, well, something must have happened. And then, you know, literally I'll find it in my pending wagers later on. I'm like, how can this possibly be? I checked my pending wagers a second ago. Like, there is that cyberspace time that, I guess, allows to accept or not. So that very interesting. That has happened to me. I don't do a lot of live wagering. It's because it's aggravating. It's aggravating to me, so I don't do it.
Well, that's what we say. You know, as much as you can do it on commercials, do it. But even Todd pointed out, you got to do those quick because they're ahead of you on commercials too, remember?
You do.
Your pro tip of the hour, by the way, timing everything when it comes to live betting. If you're new to live betting or want to start doing it more, start by betting small or not at all and just check how sides and totals move throughout the course of games. The more you watch, the more it will become sort of second nature to you as to what you're looking for in regard to pace, in regard to the foul situation, in regards to where the teams are in the game in terms of the margin. All of that is important. It's your VSiN pro tip of the hour. We do one at least one every hour, every show. That's at least 20 a day. All sortable at VSiN.com.
I'll give you a pro tip of the week. I'll give you something the books aren't going to like. Turn the books on them. Go to the game and fan side the game. Well, there's a word for it. I forget the word. Go to the game and you have an advantage on them. And I know a lot of pros are going to get mad at me for saying that, but I know what's going in a big, big way during certain live events. Major sport. I'm not going to say what.
We've talked about this on air.
But I didn't know how much it was going on until recently. I was on one of those Telegram. It wasn't Telegram, though. Like this giant chat with all these guys. Mm-hmm. Holy moly. I didn't think I was going to talk about this morning.
So there's a couple things.
Yeah.
There is a team in town.
Yep.
Where last year it was rampant. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if it's still going on this year or not. And then I will say this, though. They've gotten better because there are some – I'm glad you said certain sporting events because there are certain sporting events
right.
where they are lightning quick now, and you can't do that anymore.
I would say the sports book
the
is.
The sports book is
yeah.
now
yeah.
where you're like, wait a minute. I'm here and they're ahead of me.
Yeah.
This is actually happening
you're
in front
game?
Of me.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know about that.
So it's only
I know there's
certain.
There's a team out of town, but the team I was referring to was in Florida.
Oh yeah,
but
no.
Yeah, this team was literally traveling all over the place. These three guys and putting people on a chat and getting a piece, trying to get them down. I was like, wow, that is sick. And you know, you're doing the exact opposite to them. To some of the sports books, there's two of them in mind. But Gil is actually saying that they have caught up on that even.
Yes.
And which they will anyway.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Anyway, this is and again, this is for newer bettors, it's going to be more abstract to them. Because, typically what programming is we talk about games pre-flop, and we did have with Dr. Bob and Matt Cox, as we do every show, talking pre-flop. But this is really the cat and mouse that we're talking about. For those of us who are super immersed in this on a daily basis, I'm not just watching my three tennis matches that I'm betting on, say, yesterday or today. Betting college basketball all day long, doing this in-game stuff, and it is a constant Tom and Jerry, cat and mouse kind of deal where you're like, okay, let's see if they'll take it or not. Let's see if they'll take it. They didn't take it. Or they did take it, and you're pumped about it. And then, that's halfway to having the bet, whether it wins or loses, another story. So it is it's a full-time gig, man. It is complete immersion DNA. And I get it, man. If you have jobs and families and responsibilities, this might not be the thing for you, the in-game part of it. I get it. It's also why when we talk about futures versus rollover parlays, if you do the rollover parlay, let's just take it to a more relaxed, not as frenetic a pace kind of betting thing. Everybody comes on here, and now it's very, everybody gets the math of rollover parlays is typically better than doing futures. Yeah, but most people don't think that way.
No.
Most people don't remember to do that.
That's right. That part.
Yes.
You're remembering to do it, having the bankroll management, having the skill sets. It's much easier to press a button and take 15-1 and the house take 30% of your bet rather than having a rollover money line parlay. It's much easier to do that. It's a much simpler way.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between a pro and a non-pro.
Well, and so let me give you another example. So Mark Geiger, who's our in-house attorney, we joke here on the numbers game. He's like, Todd should have a regular segment every week. Todd used to, by the way, we used to do Wishnev Wednesdays after football season because we basically would complain about the refs. And so there is, during football season, there's a way to have a guy like Todd on every week. But in terms of like in-game stuff, there is no point in doing that because you can't really express what you're doing while a game is not going on. It's too nuanced to do
right.
so.
Did you have an in-game show here?
We did. And Kelly can speak to this too. We did Primetime Action. Even then, abstractly and theoretically, they would want you to have an in-game comment every second of that kind of show. But in reality, you can't do it that way.
Yeah,
you'd agree.
Yeah, I think only, you know, I think what Todd talked about in our pro tip, right, with the timing so crucial. There's certain times you're not even certain times in certain games you're not even looking or considering a live bet, right?
Yeah.
It's only if a certain situation presents itself at a certain time in a game, which it's. I think that's one of the bigger things too. Like live betting's great. But you have to have that. You have to have it. Some nights you're not going to have that. Some nights you're going to have a ton of it. You know, and then we're into the college basketball tournaments. There's so many games going on. You're going to have more opportunities to have that. But, yes, that's what made that, you know, tough on a night-to-night basis.
As we're talking through this, I'm, like, thinking there's a dozen other things we haven't even mentioned, right? Like, so some books will offer basically every game that's going on at the moment. We're talking college basketball now. Take, again, some of the pillars of offshore, right?
Yep.
They aren't offering a fraction of it, right? If it's on TV, we'll begrudgingly give you this in-game opportunity, and maybe when there's a moment. But like, you know, the DraftKings, the William Hills of the world, the Caesars of the world, they will actually offer all of them.
Sure.
Now, they have their own set of...
Just an algorithm.
An algorithm,
kind of
right?
Because someone can't monitor each game.
Right.
They can't hire 13 people on a Sunday. One for each game.
And, oh, by the way, there are certain books in town that like to chirp about other books that don't offer it at all.
No.
So maybe they should stop chirping.
Yeah, for sure. That's an interesting thing, too, because think about what Gil just said. There is no one monitoring every – and they show every game. Like a DraftKings, they'll have every single game.
Yes.
So think about that. Live wagering every single game. It's a mathematical algorithm program. There has to be that human element. Also, if you're a bettor at home following games, betting live – I'll just tell you, you can have some edges over live wagering. It's just so tedious and so hard to do.
That's how we started this. Because you can't adjust that in the same way that you can a preflop number.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some things you can't adjust. Exactly right. Your preflop's different. There could be some certain things. That's just based on a number. It doesn't take into consideration. Maybe it's if it's bad weather. If it's wind, of course, that's the wind's the big thing. Injury, it doesn't take into consideration. Unless they actually go in there and manually adjust it, but that would be too hard for them to do. So, and the limits may not be of what you think either. So, it's kind of interesting.
By the way, a little breaking news. Bill Self not coaching today versus West Virginia. He is not feeling well, an illness.
Oh, wow.
So, he is not going to be on
Boston's
the sidelines
favorite, coaches.
For the Kansas Jayhawks. Coming back. Sorry to run over the first segment. I apologize. I just wanted to get that out
because
I think it needed to be emphasized. Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, the crack man, right here. At Bill Krakenberger with a K on Twitter and the podcast Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger. More on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, live from the South Point Hotel Casino. Tip of the strip, it's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted in studio. Tons of tweets, too many to get to regarding Todd and the in-game stuff, all positive. Although Chinese spy balloon, I want this guy's Chinese spy balloon. He tweets, he goes, if Todd had such a great basketball season, can he move out of his mom's house and back to his empty apartment in Vegas?
There you go. Boom.
So you can make a quarterly report. Todd is not motivated by such things. Let me just put it that way. This is from Corey Henderson, 75. You can get every guest to reveal their goulash recipe. We'll all beat the book every time. Hard to work a good goulash reference into a conversation. Anyway, big shout to Todd for coming on. You were saying something off air on Wisecracks. Who'd you have on?
Yesterday's guest I had on the show is Jason McIntyre. He does the show with Colin Coward. He does the show 5 days a week. He's actually hosting the show by himself tomorrow. And I mentioned that I had a good guest on my show. And he's been immersed in sports betting for years. He went to JMU. He sold this company he started called The Big Lead to – made millions of dollars, sold the company to USA Today. And I was mentioning how good he talked sports betting back in 2015-16 when it wasn't as fashionable and glamorous and as it is now. And you mentioned that he blocked you. He's the guy that blocked me.
He was the only person who ever blocked me. He blocked me in 12, I guess. Besides the, I'm told now all the Westgate guys blocked me like I care. But 2012, Jason McIntyre blocked me because we got into this is such a sign of the times. And Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III debate, and it was like too much for him, and he blocked me.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's probably been long enough. You two could move on from that.
How great is that? I like Luck. I like RG3.
Oh, so that, and that was the reason. I got to tell you something. You'd be shocked, and so would the people listening. How many people I block? I'm up to like 980. Well, the reason why I'm now so many now is because there's all these scammers, and you've seen. I'm sure you guys are on Twitter. You've seen it.
Oh yeah.
The locked game. Lock. Yeah. We have a lock. This is fixed. The fixed game.
Every one of fixed games. We don't get the fixed games.
The fixed one says fixed game, and it shows you a copy of the site. Someone is going on to all and signing up with a new FanDuel. A new what is this thing? Twitter. A new Twitter account every day. they're signing up with a new Twitter account every single day, and they're putting that fixed game thing here on people that are smart people or people in the space. I block every one of them. So that makes up like 50 or 60. Oh. I mean, you'd think this Musk character would go on there and take care of this thing. I mean,
Musk,
you know,
we get we get those bot attacks. I mean, that's basically every time we tweet out a show clip or anything.
Oh, so you guys see it?
Yeah, automated Twitter accounts, yeah. Bill, that just tweet all of us.
Wait, you're saying automated? So is it not a human being doing that?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I block everyone.
Now a human being sets up like 500 of those accounts to do that.
I mean. It's someone really has time to go into Twitter and set up all the count.
You have no idea how tapped in the head some of these people are. Like, I mean, first of all, there's a difference. What Kelly's talking about are humans that set up these bots. So what he's saying is every time we put out a clip, the first thing is like, hey, I'm 9-2. Right. That's different from the dude who has like 6 burner accounts and thinks he's smarter than you and that he doesn't have the 6 burner accounts. That's a different mentality. That's a different thing. That's actually a guy who is taking the time. He's got nothing else going on in his life, and he's doing that.
Oh, wow.
Those are two different things.
Okay. Well, anyway, I blocked about 50 or 60 of them. But I have people blocked just for coming after me about something or saying something stupid. Listen, now you're blocked, and you'll never get anything I said. You'll never hear anything I have to say again. I'm going to help you out. But anyway, he blocked you, and sounds like you didn't deserve it.
I mean, it's no big deal. I'm sure he's a lovely guy. And by the way, congratulations to him, because anybody who can turn what he did into $8 million or whatever he made on it or whatever.
Unbelievable.
And then he sold it to USA Today. They never even used it, right?
I don't think they ever use it. That's why I said that.
So that's like the ultimate. It's like the Mark Cuban. I don't mean to disparage Mark Cuban. I'm not saying Mark Cuban's obviously a smart guy. But Mark Cuban started Broadcast.com back in the day. He sold it for billions, right? Okay. And I remember the best exchange was between with Shaq and Mark Cuban. Shaq said to Mark Cuban one time, he says, you know, you're the luckiest guy in the world. You have this company, right? Broadcast.com, didn't do anything, made billions. Now look at you. And then Mark Cuban shot back to Shaq. He goes, yeah, because being 7'4" ain't lucky at all, right?
Like, wow.
So everybody's got their, moment in time and like it. So yeah, I mean, good on. I have no animosity whatsoever to Jason. Good on him. Good for him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this segment. Captain Jack Andrews yesterday tweeted something, and I sent him a DM because I thought it was so interesting. FanDuel is asking their users in New York to send this pre-written email to their legislators. Do you know about this?
Oh, I saw Captain Jack put this out. Yes.
And his responses were, their customers not slaves, the converse of regulated iCasino is not kids gambling. This will not create thousands of jobs.
Explain from the start, though. Let me read the letter
yeah. first. Okay. And by the way, not to pick on FanDuel, this could be any sports book, and it's almost hard to believe. And you think that a multi-billion-dollar company would have hired someone to proofread this, because there's a lot of words that are wrong. I am a constituent who strongly supports legalized mobile gaming in New York, and I hope you do as well. Instead of leaving mobile gaming to its illegal websites that prey on kids, we should allow adults in New York the freedom to wagers on table games and the lottery online. This bill will also create thousands of jobs in New York, helping our economy and catching us up with many other neighboring states that have already made mobile gaming legal. Please pass this common sense legislation. Again, this is
is the sports book asking.
Yeah, this is the letter that they want you to forward. Please pass common sense legislation so I and many other constituents of yours support New York needs the $1 billion in revenue that safe and legal online gaming will provide. Give me an effing break. This is what they want you to send to your. You know, your government official or whatever it may be. This legislators is the right word. This is unbelievable. Is really unbelievable. You want us to do your dirty work?
You know what the account holders should do, right? They should send a letter back and be like, okay, I'll do this for you if you do the following things, right? And just go through a laundry list of things that the sportsbook has to do better. You cannot limit me if I do this. You cannot do right.
Well, that's all of them. That's not to be this. Not to be listen. Not to be pick on FanDuel. Listen, I can't bet at FanDuel on the app. I can't bet at DraftKings on the app. I can't bet at Barstool on the app, just for using my brain. So I'll get aggravated at that too, you know. But this is just they want to use their customers like minions to you know send in these things and it's a charade. Jack Semmy is the thousands of jobs and the charade that the tax revenue is meaningful in New York. That really gets me. It is ridiculous. First of all, the wording that they used about the illegal sites that they may use, that people are using. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. Why can't you guys just do your own dirty work? Every single sports book and just it's politics. So you pay the coffers of whatever it may be, however you can do it legally and get your measure passed. But the way they worded it here, illegal websites to prey on kids. Do you know how bad? Do you guys know how bad gambling is on these apps? All of them, not just fan. All of you. At nighttime, when the games are over, everyone goes into the casino. Not one time or another, you say, "Let me just try this with a sawbuck or a $10, $20 bill. Let's just try the online and see what happens." Next thing you know, they're chasing in the safety of their own house in their underwears, sitting around gambling on the couch and underneath the covers, housewives when the kids are sleeping. I can go on and on, but yeah.
Wait, just to clarify, this is a casino. It's not necessarily just sports betting. This is a casino. You know, gaming.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
Talking about the
What were Jack's bullet points? What did he say? What was his?
They're not customers. They're your customers. They're customers. They're not slaves to do your bidding.
Yeah.
The converse of regular iCasino is not kids gambling. It's not just kids. This is talking about adults. Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
This will not create thousands of jobs. And then $1 billion equals 0.44 of the state's budget. So that he just has some good points there. The real thing is. This is what you're asking your customers to do. You're asking your customers to do this. And go back to your point, Gil. I wasn't planning to talk like that, but you're right. Do me a favor. Let me bet $100 on the app. I mean, just give me a couple $100, and that goes for all the sites. Give guys with a pulse that bleed red. If I cut my wrist and blood comes out, red blood, let me be able to bet.
You want me to do this for you? Why don't you do this for me?
Yeah, no, you do that. You have a good point. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting tweet, and
it's a never-endingly fascinating business.
Yes,
and it's we talked about a cat and mouse game. There's the dynamic, all kinds of dynamics between book and customer that go beyond the actual bets we were talking about, as we find out here. More with Krakenberger. Bill Krakenberger, the Crackman, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. So many tweets this morning. It got to the point where there's too many to even read on a lot of the Wishnev stuff. Folks asking about the tennis picks as well. All of our picks, whether it's my tennis picks, whether it's Kelly's golf picks. By the way, how are your golf plays looking early at the TPC, by the way?
We have Minwoo Lee, the leader currently at the Players' Championship, 6 under par through 12.
I'm going to guess you had no wager on him.
No, I did not. Okay. I did not at all. Call Morikawa right up there as well.
Dr. Bob's basketball picks, which, by the way, are getting up, you know, we're a half hour away for some of them. Matty Cox's basketball picks. All the picks on this show, all the picks throughout the network. VSiN.com/picks, the picks page. Being a subscriber pays. And they're all sorted, by the way, you should know, in terms of who have been the most successful bettors over the period of time, what the bets are for the day. It's really extensive, actually, on the website as well. So VSiN.com is where you go for all of that. You have something, Billy, here in your hand,
yeah,
which Vinny and I talked about a long time ago on the show, and I think you and I may have talked about it once.
Once, but we really didn't go into depth. But yeah, now that someone has found my Twitter page and they asked me if I could DM them about something about a death that happened and they want to help with something, and now I realize what it is. I found my sheet here that Vinny gave me. This may be the only sports book in this town. You know, people want to pick on the sports book a lot here. There's certain things they pick on. They say to me, hey, crack, I can't get down a lot on the app, whatever it might be. Let me tell you something. There's some good things about this book. First of all, this is something we don't even mention. I hope I get this right. I hope you're right. I hope you know about this, or Kelly or one of you guys. They do 105 juice here,
mm-hmm,
on is it the Sweet 16 and
I believe
down?
It's the Sweet 16.
105.
Yeah.
So you could do that on the app. I remember doing it on the app, yeah, or the counter, 105 juice. So this thing, yeah, there's pros and cons of certain things.
And by the way, people should know, like, the edict of you can only bet this amount on the app and you can bet this much in the bricks and mortar at the desk,
right,
is not necessarily the book making that decision,
right? Right?
Like, that could be from, it could be from all the way above.
Oh, no. It definitely is, yeah, above.
So what I'm saying is
think,
people...
I would think it's above for sure.
It is for above. So people,
not just here, by the way. It's other casinos, too. But that's I'm not trying to say bad.
But people who go after the people who are doing the sports, look, sometimes it's not them,
right,
is what I'm saying.
Right.
Right? Like, so we should...
Well, it's the reason why a lot of these guys don't like working. Not just this book. There's other books that they don't like working. Here, they have to sit right up front. So customers can come right up. They put, yeah, a plexiglass partition in there now. But... you know, some of these guys, you know, it's got to be a tough job when customers can come right up to,
sure,
you and complain to you when it's not even you making a decision on something. You know, hey, get this on the TV. Hey, get this on that. That's probably why a lot of them are burnt out.
You've met my Nudnik friend, Todd Wishnev.
Oh, that's what he does? Yeah, see, guys like Todd drive these guys insane. That's why a lot of these guys drink a lot. Okay,
could you put Bethune-Cookman on that screen right there, please? Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
In-game is in-game, man. We got to watch it.
So this beneficiary form that Vinny gave me this time, and I had it at home. I looked at it and read over it. And it's something every casino should do, but none of them have the balls to do. And you want to know why? Listen, let's call it what it is. They could steal money, simply. They're hoping everyone dies, including me. So, you know, it is what it is. So this is a beneficiary form. Someone reached out to me, had almost six figures, around 80 grand in accounts. Actually was like sending me the account numbers. I said, don't send me the account. I don't want the account numbers. He's like, Bill, you could help us with this. Because this guy's brother died, and he was trying to get the money for the wife. He actually put me in contact with the wife.
So money that is sitting in a sports betting account.
Money sitting in a sports betting account, around 80 grand. They were trying to get it out for a couple months. You need the death certificate. You need more. You have to present, like, if there's a mm-hmm, I forget the right word, but the death certificate was part of it. But it was going through a lot of hoops where here, I got a beneficiary form. You just fill this out, put this in your wife's name. She comes up here. Here you go. Husband's dead. Give me the cash. You know, yeah, like, you know, like with their death certificate or whatever it may be.
I hope it's not that easy. I hope there is some proof of.
Yeah, no, I mean, no. But then again, you wouldn't let someone that you don't trust, I guess, sign this form. But there is more to it.
Yeah.
Most of the sports books are putting you through hoops. Well, let's just say it. Let's put a blanket statement. It's not as easy as you would think. But we don't think of those things. Like, I have every one of my account numbers and passwords written down in my safe deposit box, and that's good to have there just in case something happens to me. And the missus has a key to the box. She knows, you know, where to go, and she's allowed to go into the bank that I'm in. And, you know, it's something that you don't really think about because, you know, we're gambling. We're just firing away. And especially opening new accounts. Now, you have to add. Now, you have to go to get that sheet out, write the new account, cross an old one out that you got thrown out of. You know, it looks like X's and O's after a while, so you have to do it over. But it's a little tedious, time-consuming, but it's something that needed to be done. This person still did not get this money out. One company has given them the money. They have not gotten – now, this just happened about a month ago. No, actually, it's 2 months ago, January. So they still have not gotten all the money out. And I just think it's something good, and South Point does it here. I just figured I'd mention it.
Vinny did a great job with that when he first brought it up. You're right. Things we don't think about. We don't think about our, you know, mortality.
Yeah.
So obviously, and by the way, money in a sportsbook account might not be the first thing you think of, but for some of the more professional bettors, it is closer to the top of the list on this. Can we show that Fred Van Vliet thing? Because I promised we would show this. This has nothing to do with anything, but we mentioned Fred Van Vliet of the Toronto Raptors yesterday, critical of officials after a loss to the Clippers, and we got a tweet on this. Can we play that, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, we got it ready.
Let's play it right now. Here's Van Vliet.
Pretty fiery.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought, you know, Ben Taylor was terrible tonight. I thought that on most nights, you know, a couple of the, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just the game up, you know, and it's been like that a couple games in a row. Denver was tough, obviously. You come out tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a tech. Changed the whole dynamic of the game, changed the whole flow of the game. And, you know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be and just kind of the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players. And I think we're losing a little bit of the fabric of what the NBA is and was. And it's been disappointing this season. You can look up most of my texts this year have been with Ben Taylor officiating. So at a certain point as a player, you feel it's personal, and it's never a good place to be. That's not why we lost tonight. We got outplayed, but it definitely makes it tougher to overcome.
You know what was so awesome about that, Kelly? Fred Van Vliet, in the most nonchalant, calm, seemingly deliberate way, right?
Yeah.
Injects some humility. By the way, the Raptors lose to the Clippers by 8 last night. Injects some humility. That's not all the refs, right? I like a lot of the refs. Is very measured for much of that, and casually throws in a stream of invectives as well that get his point across. That was like one of the greatest interviews ever.
Yeah, we it was one of the best post game. It's not even like a rant. You're right,
no.
Because he like intelligently goes about what exactly what he wants to say.
It's like I was talking to you, and if I was going through Pythagorean theorem and base runs when I do my season win totals, and every once in a while I just threw in a word or two that you were like, wow, he seems to be really passionate about this.
Yeah, probably nobody surprised out there, but if you dig into the history between Fred Van Vliet and Ben Taylor, who he references the referee, he has called three of Fred Van Vliet's 8 technical fouls of his career has been from Ben Taylor. So I think that's where that comes from a bit.
Yeah.
Talk about a sports betting angle.
Yeah.
So like yesterday, I had Air Force plus 6. There was the game. I also bet the first half plus 3.5. I found at Caesars. I just wanted to give an opinion before, because next week's March Madness, it'll start by the time I'm getting in here. By the way, it's the first year in 18 years I haven't went back to Jersey, and I'll explain that in a second too. But it's the reason why I like first half betting. It's a tip that I've used and tool that I've used. I like first half betting on a lot of games that are probably, that's the number, probably 6 or more, or, you know, I shouldn't say that, even 4 or 5. It's just a good first half betting's a pure number without the fouling. I can't tell you how many times I've been ahead of a game, like 39 minutes. Like yesterday's game, I was covering the whole game.
Yeah.
Went to overtime, 57-57. How about that low score? 57-57, taking 6 points. Overtime, lose by 8.
Betting full game unders in college basketball.
Yeah, full games unders
is not for the weak.
So the first half is a pure number, and I do first half betting, and I'm going to be doing more first half betting here as March Madness next week. I like taking a lot of those big teams. By the time I get in here next week, you're here next week, right? You're of course March Madness,
yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll have maybe even a few picks here and there for the guys, but I'm not going to New Jersey, and you won't believe the reason why. You're going to say to me, no way. The reason why is it's become too monetized. I, Bill Krakenberger, seven-star member, by the way. Seven-star is the Caesars' highest level of membership, which means nothing. seven-star membership is really doesn't mean too much because I can't get a seat. I'm not paying. I refuse to pay. I mean, it's some of these places start at $500 for four people, for a couch for four, a buck and a quarter each.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I went from casino to casino to casino, every single casino, and every one of them is charging. I'll get back one from the break. Talk about
continue this. Seven-star membership does have its benefits, though. More with the crack man on the other side. Numbers game, Visa.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points. You can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here as well, Bill Krakenberger. The joy of doing this show is that we never know from day to day just what animal we are getting into. Every show is a different animal. And today was one of these that was, you know, again, for the average person who's used to taking in content, very different because we talked sort of abstract in-game stuff. With you, it's always different than what we normally do.
Sure.
So I am, like, super grateful, super appreciative that people are willing to come on the show and talk about all these different varying subjects. And it makes it fascinating from day to day. Kelly will vouch for this. We kind of had no idea exactly. We just knew we were doing college basketball today, and we knew you were coming in.
Oh, okay.
And then we just decided we're going to go in this direction. And
yeah, I only have one thing prepared, just the beneficiary thing, the seven-star thing, because it comes out of nowhere. And, you know, I bet on the app. She just takes bets from me on the app, thank God. And they, by the way, they take giant bets from me on the app. I mean, yes. I put some $5,000 bets in. I was shocked they actually took. I was waiting for them to come back and say three on this one or two. They've taken some bets. So thank God for them. And that's the reason why I could be seven-star. Literally, I got it in like 1 month. And seven-star used to mean so much more because years ago, if you had a seven-star card, it meant you cannot be turned down for a room in any jurisdiction. They'd have to put you in a different hotel. They were really good. So you call Vegas, they put you in Paris if you wanted to go to Caesars if it was oversold. That doesn't mean anything anymore. Matter of fact, in Vegas, it really doesn't mean too much compared to like Atlantic City. They have seven-star lounges. Now that's different. You go to Harrah's seven-star lounge, it's unbelievable. You go in there and literally you get a menu. It's menu seating, top shelf liquor. The service is impeccable. They have one at Tropicana. It's nice. It's a nice view, top of the Trop. The food's not as good as Harrah's. And they have one at Caesars. And the lady in there is like a Nazi. I won't even go in there because she's so nasty. But you know, boom. But as far as the different places, though, Harrah's is the place to go in Atlantic City. That is the place to go. It's a 7-star lounge and it's fantastic here. Not so much. And let me.
Fezzik might disagree with you about here.
Fezzik takes advantage of a lot of the things I don't. Now, I'm bad. I won't. You could take advantage of a cruise every year. I'm not going on it. My brain doesn't work to be. I don't care how big these moving cities are. I can't sit inside of a cruise ship. And I've gotten unbelievable cruises over the years. Big first class things I've never went on one in my life. First of all, people that go on a cruise, oh my God, the food's so great. They're used to going to Olive Garden or something. I don't know. But that's one reason why I don't go. Another reason is I just get the 500. What they'll do is, that's different. The cruise is different. Now they have a 7-star trip. You can go to a property and you can get up to $1,200 in airfare. And, I don't do that. I don't do that either. I get $500 instead here at the local property.
I didn't know. My brain doesn't work this way, right? So I didn't know about any of this stuff. And Fezzik's like,
no, it's good to do.
Fezzik's like, no. You should really take advantage of this stuff. He's like opened my eyes to a whole new backdoor channel of this city. By the way, the most animosity-inducing 7-star move is you're in the long Starbucks line, and then the dude just goes right to the front.
Oh, that's true. You're right, Gil. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You could get to the front of a lot of the lines.
You're like, what is that guy doing?
You're right about that.
Now that's always 7-star. That's me every day here.
That could be a benefit. Getting to the front.
7-star. Like
Kelly Bidlin doesn't need to be 7-star at the South Point Starbucks.
You got a little side thing?
This thing right here?
The mobile app. But like Gil says, everybody looks at you like, what the hell is this?
Man, especially like they want to put a lasso around you on the rodeo and grab you out of line. Yeah. Chris Felico just texted us too. You didn't see it. You look at your phone. He said, I'm dying. Highest level 7 stars means nothing. It's so true. Like me, I'm not going to mention the casino without permission. Like me at a certain casino in Connecticut, I'm level 10 VIP, which is the highest level of VIP. Congrats. You could bet to win $10.91 now on a live college basketball bet. He's right. So, in other words, it means nothing. He's the highest level in the casino. You could do anything you want in a casino. Come on in, be a sucker. Do anything you want. But if you want to bet sports, whoa, what are you trying to do here? You're trying to win? This guy's actually trying to win. No, we're not letting him win. So, it's just an interesting subject we could talk about on 7-star thing. And something here I'm going to talk about, too, before we get off air.
We should really have Fezzik in here for the point counterpoint.
No, because he would know.
Because he would be like, all of you are wrong, and here's why. That's what he would say.
Yeah, he would know.
Yeah.
Something I want to mention about college basketball, guys, and some of the sharp guys might get mad at me saying this again. I've never mentioned it on this show. Maybe off air I've mentioned it. Something I like doing, like just now, South Point lets you do it. I hope they keep on letting you do it. I hope I'm not going to spoil this by saying it. So I just bet a game at South Point just to bet it. What did I bet? I bet Fullerton. Okay. I bet 7. That doesn't mean you run out and bet Fullerton. But I did bet Fullerton just now. So I bet Cal State Fullerton versus Hawaii. They're getting 1.5 points. I bought to 2. If I can buy to 2 for 10 cents, which is 10 cents extra, $1.20 now I'm laying, on to 2 or 3. You should buy on to the number, not off. Don't buy the 3 to 3.5. Buy on to the number 2 and 3. It's a lot more valuable than 10 cents. The guys at Pinnacle taught me that in 1999, literally, how much half a point was worth on 2, 3, even the 5. But the 2 and the 3 are very valuable to buy on.
I'm glad you mentioned the numbers because some people are going to go out there and buy it up to 8 or
something.
Just some
a 2, 3, 5.
Yeah, 2, 3, 5.
Very low, especially. And the lower the total, obviously, the lower the total, which is a 126 total, the lower the total, the more valuable buying onto that.
No. That's my point for bringing it up. There's going to be casual bettors and newer bettors out there going to be like, oh, you said to buy to every point. No. We're talking about 2, 3.
Yeah. I won't mention it again. I'm not going to Atlantic City because I literally. By the time you rent a car for two, I have to stay there for 2 weeks. By the way, I have to stay. 2 weeks rental and car. The car rentals are ridiculous now too. I always rent cars. I spent $5,000 on car rentals last year. That's stupid. So rent a car, go there, and I have a place there to stay for free, of course. But this whole thing with the charging to sit down in sports books where we did it for free for years. Come to the South Point. You could sit here for free and enjoy the smoke. But no, you could sit here for free and literally, though, you don't pay. That's the way it's supposed to be. These sports books, even with a 7-star card, I can't go over to Caesar's Palace and sit. A 7-star card. I have to pay to watch the games. So I'll be in the comfort and safety of my own home You know, betting, and I do like the options of going. By the way, earlier I was a little tough on a sportsbook. I can go to the counters. I can go to resorts in Atlantic City at the counter. They'll take a giant bet off me. I can go to the counter at Bally's at FanDuel. They'll take a giant bet off me. They're very good at that. But, you know, on the apps, they don't let you bet, but they don't let anyone like me bet. But I can bet at the counters, and I'm very happy about that. I went back for Super Bowl. I went to Connecticut and DraftKings, and I was betting at the counter. I literally almost ran out of money. I think I ran out of money there, ran to Atlantic City after, and ran back here to Vegas. It was just they do let you bet. You know, at the counters there. I would love to go back there for that, but I'm just, my brain will not let me spend $500 on it. And by the way, it's you know, it's very little in proportion to my bankroll on a bet. It's just a point. I'm not paying to sit. Do you agree? What do you do next week after the show? What do you do? Do you go 100%. Watch the games where? What?
Thursday, we have decided on a certain place that is a little out of the way.
The sushi joint.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That's right.
Sushi.
That's right. I'm betting on March Madness while eating sushi. I'm not going to tell you about.
I will say though, if it's a place that just wants to do food and beverage minimum, I'm fine with that. I know this might shock you, Gil. I've never once had a problem meeting the food and beverage minimum for a table.
What?
But don't charge me just for the table.
Well, this gets back to a big broader life conversation about we all have our value system, right? So like. We were just talking about some guy yesterday. He's betting three dimes a college basketball game.
Yeah.
I think Chrissy told me. This is a story about some from years ago.
Yep.
A dude betting three dimes a college basketball game, but like you'd see him in the sports book and he would take saltines and he would like put some kind of topping on the saltines
like
and that
mustard.
Would be his lunch.
What is a sick
and,
person?
And you'd have to say to him, be like, you're betting three dimes on a college basketball game. Will you at least buy yourself a sandwich? And he's like, no.
He's licking his fingers and coming up to the counter.
No, I won't. I want the free saltines.
A lot of people are sick. They're so used to their comp life or so used to
right.
bet. Like they have to have every dollar to bet with. It's like these people that take the bus in New York. They live like 10 in a room, but yet they're gambling thousands of dollars at the tables. But they live their life so crazy.
It's the Letterman joke, right? The guy who goes around from house to house in Vegas who says, oh, my God, my wife is sick. Could you help me pay for her hospital bills? I'm just here on vacation in Vegas. Like, but we don't know you. You know, he goes to 7, 8 houses, finally gets to the 9th one. Hey, my wife took ill. She's in the hospital. Can you give me money? She's sick. Sir, we'd love to help you, but how do I know you're not going to just go take this money and go gamble away? He goes, oh, I've got gambling money.
Oh, that's it. That's separate.
Boy,
this hour goes by so fast.
Oh,
we just talk about anything.
Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.